Tonight, the American Movie Classics Cable Network is presenting an hour-long documentary called Street Scenes, New York on Film. TV critic David Bianculli says the show is fun to watch, but doesn't live up to its title.
New York, New York, the wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the Battery down. The people ride in all the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
When I saw the title Street Scenes, New York on Film, here's what I expected. I expected lots of scenes from old movies showing New York's streets and skylines and hotels and subways. I wanted the documentary to revisit those places and show me how much things had changed or stayed the same. I wanted a tour of the city, a tour in a movie-made time machine. But what we get in New York on Film isn't a map of the city or a tour of its landmarks. What we get is an analysis of its soul, with movie clips and a dozen or so guest celebrities talking about what it means to be a New Yorker. People like Neil Simon, Jimmy Breslin, Lee Grant, Carl Reiner, and Gary Marshall, who created Happy Days and Mork and Mindy, directed Pretty Woman and Frankie and Johnny, and is funnier than most of the people who star in his comedies.
People, I think, around the country always dream of going someplace else, you know. Some are happy in their own worlds, but a lot of times they want to get out and dream, and usually they dream about going to New York or going to Hollywood, you know. You don't see somebody get up in the morning and say, I'm dreaming I'm going to go to Delaware. I want to go and make my fame and fortune in Delaware. A lovely place, Delaware. But the skyline of Delaware, you go, Delaware.
New York on Film is pretty good when it comes to identifying, through film clips, what Billy Joel might call the New York states of mind. Broadway ambition is represented by All About Eve and a chorus line. Stereotypical brassy New Yorkers are well represented by, among others, Walter Matthau's Oscar Madison in The Odd Couple. And you want New York hostility and paranoia? How about Robert De Niro's Travis Bickle in Taxi Driver?
All the animals come out at night. Whores, buggers, queens, fairies, dopers, junkies. Sick, venal. Someday a real rain will come and wash all this scum off the streets.
But though more than 30 films are represented in this one-hour documentary, there are a lot of quintessential New York movies that are missing, and sorely missed. Where's that classic opening shot of West Side Story with a bird's-eye view tour of the entire island? Or the endless staircase and tiny apartment from Barefoot in the Park? Or Marilyn Monroe's billowing skirt from The Seven-Year Itch? Or, for that matter, just about any outdoor scene from Woody Allen's Manhattan? American Movie Classics should have taken a crew around the city, duplicated the camera angles from as many New York films as possible, and let us enjoy the contrast as well as the context. Maybe next time. This is one documentary that really cries out for a sequel. And if there is a Street Scenes 2, let's hope that it actually goes out and hits the streets.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.